Good morning, Doug and Kim.
45 minutes past the hour with your family-friendly morning show. A very special hour this morning. We've had President George Bush with us on the program, and also want to welcome our other guest, John Morgan, at georgebushimpersonator.com to the big show. Good morning, John.
Oh, it's great to be here, Doug.
We're glad you're here, and it's amazing. It's really a trip to sit here and watch you because you just look exactly like him, and you've got the whole mannerism thing down. And so did this just come up on you accidentally, or how did this all come out?
I mean, I don't think God puts faces in a blender when he makes people. You know, I believe in intelligent design, and I think that this is something that God planned from the beginning of time. You know, the Bible says that there are good works for us to do that are set forth from the foundation of the earth, and I believe this is one of those good works that I'm called to do. Even though it's comedy with a mission and a purpose, and I just love it.
Well, and you were on ABC's Next Big Thing, where they were looking for people that could nail it, and you nailed it. You finished up in the top, right?
Yes, sir. Made it to the final four.
That's incredible.
It is incredible.
I was beat out by two Elvis Presleys and Frank Sinatra.
Well, you know, Elvis is, you know,
yes.
You got a lot of people working on that one.
Absolutely.
Especially in Vegas or whatever.
Absolutely.
So have you had a chance to actually meet the president?
I did. He was doing a gig in Orlando, Florida, and I was just in the lineup of everyone else standing there to meet him, and I shook his hand, and I looked in his eyes, and I said, "Mr. President, it's an honor to be your lookalike." And he just looked at me sideways and said, "Well, I feel sorry for you."
That's funny.
He's got a great sense of humor.
Well, and you definitely want to take a visit to the website, georgebushimpersonator.com, and to see video clips and different things that are up there. And something that I pulled from when you were talking about this, you talked about a move from mediocrity to excellence.
Right. For me, yes. I was the king of mediocrity in high school and college. I didn't study hard. I was very myopic. Very self-centered, didn't have any goals, no ambition, and you know, when different challenges came along that gave me the opportunity to excel at something, I usually just opted not to. I thought, that's too hard. And when this came along, suddenly I knew I had the opportunity to change that. And I've gotten older, and it was an opportunity to make a difference, to really excel at something. And so as I prayed about it and thought about it, I didn't jump in halfway. I swang for the fence, to use a, you know, very Barry Bonds vernacular, and did it without steroids.
This is the drug-free president we're talking
to here.
That's
right.
Absolutely.
Well, and it's been fun. I mean, you know, truth be told, you came on earlier in the hour. We were having some fun with the George Bush thing. Lady calls up. She's all upset because, you know, we're making fun of the president. I don't think we're making fun of the president. This is a president who has a sense of humor.
Yes, we're having fun with the president. President Bush himself has appeared with another fine artist who's a George Bush impersonator. And he's got a great sense of humor. And I love and support the man, and pray for him. My family does. And if I felt that I was offending him in any way, I mean, you know, I've got kind of two bottom line things that I try to keep in mind. And I don't want to be offensive to the president, and I don't want to be offensive to the Lord.
Very cool.
There
very cool. And the other weird thing is, too, is that your wife looks like the president's wife. So you guys do group appearances, right?
Isn't that a hoot? Yes. My wife, Kathy, you know, just as a fluke, we put her in a brown wig just to see what would happen. And if you go on the website and you see George and Laura Bush, that's actually me and my wife of 25 years. Who knew? Who saw this coming?
She married you, and this is what it came to. That's
yes,
really
indeed. We've had just a fantastic time traveling all over the world, impersonating the president and the first lady. And, of course, now she doesn't get into it like I do. She's definitely more of the, you know, take care of the kids, stay at home mom type of a person, and she does it when I kind of force her into it, you know. But even then, she's the quiet wife, the supportive. She's in the supportive role, you know.
That's
but she's still good at it. We have a great time.
Well, John, we appreciate it.
We
have a picture up right now. If you go to the photo section at DK when you stop by one time with Joy Williams here, and then, of course, we'll post some photos up after today's visit. But GeorgeBushImpersonator.com, W is double, is where you need to go to check out some fun videos and some fun pictures. And
that's right. And I want to remind the folks listening to us today that we're all called to be impersonators. That's right. Ephesians 5:1 says, be imitators of God as beloved children and live a life of love. So when you're making a decision today, whether you want to, you know, be angry or whether you want to be loving, just remember we're all called to be the image of Christ in a fallen world.